we can go ahead and do a roll call.
Okay.
Did Russ come back in?
I don't see Russ.
Okay. I'd maybe give it a minute. People were having a hard time connecting, so they'll probably still be funneling in for a little bit.
Probably, yeah. That gives me time to start screen share. There's Russ. Put him in. And let's see, where'd he go? There he is. Hey, Russ.
Hey there.
We had some technical difficulties. All right, I'm going to go ahead and share. Let me just bring up the agenda for tonight. So the agenda's up. All right, so I don't see anybody else who's come into the waiting room. So I think we're good to go. Let me do one more thing, just verify there's nobody else in the waiting room. That's correct. Okay, so let's go ahead. Let's see. So it's Yorkville Public Library, Michelle Pfister. Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, June 8th, 2020, 7 p.m. 7:10.
Yeah.
And can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Rodriguez?
Yes.
Okay. Walter?
Yes.
Brendich?
Here.
Chacon?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Chacon is not here. Crawford?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
And Garcia?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's see. We have Elisa, and we have... Cheryl here as members of the staff, and we have Dan from Dan Transier from City Council. So, are there any amendments to the agenda?
The only thing I was thinking is the nominations under new business should be moved to the end.
Move nominations to the end?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, we'll do that at the very end then. Anything else? Okay. So if we could actually peruse the minutes, they were all sent out to everyone. I also have, I don't know if anybody's looked at them, but I have them as well. We have three that we need to go over. The first one is the February 24th, 2020, the Finance Committee meeting. Those minutes need to be approved along with the May 11th public Library Board of Trustees meeting minutes and the June 1st Special Board of Trustees meeting minutes. So I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion that we adopt the minutes from the Finance Committee meeting minutes from February 24th, 2020. The Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting May 11th minutes, and the June 1st special board meeting of trustees, June 1st, 2020. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right. Roll call.
Rodriguez? Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brendich?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, minutes are approved. All right, for correspondence, I have two things. I have from Joe Knutson. To the members of the library board, I want to thank you for deciding to pay the library staff during our closing. Shelley has reported to us that you are being very cautious regarding our reopening, and I appreciate that too. I hope all of you are taking care of yourselves and being well. Sincerely, Joan Knutson, along with an artwork that she, I believe that's hers. So we have that. Thank you, Joan. That was dated May 13th, 2020. And we have from the Office of the Secretary of State, from Jesse White, I am pleased to award the Yorkville Public Library a FY 2020 Illinois Public Library per capita grant in the amount of $21,151.25, over 15 million is being awarded this year. Illinois Public Library per capita and equalization aid grants help ensure public libraries have the resources to address patron and community needs. I know that libraries count on these grants for important expenses such as paying for materials, programming, and technology. Please be aware that due to COVID-19 and associated social distancing guidelines, these funds are being significantly delayed. With that in mind, libraries will have until December 31st, 2021 to expend FY 2020 per capita funds. The FY 2020 expenditures report must be submitted within the FY 2022 application due January 15th, 2022. Our public libraries are truly the cornerstones of our communities. They are a lifesaver for those who need help to better their lives and are the best and most reliable resource Illinois citizens have to obtain information. I am extremely proud of the outstanding service public libraries provide to patrons. Sincerely, Jesse White.
Great.
Yep. Fantastic. Okay, so now, is there any public comment? Do you have any staff comment? Nope. Okay, can we have the report of the treasurer? So Susan's not here. So we can try and look through the financials here. And the first thing that was given to us was the, we got the First National Bank of Omaha. We have our Comcast Internet and voice for $304.11. Okay, so we have our fiscal year 2021 budget report. And so basically, we're right at the beginning of the fiscal year. Okay.
So make sure you pay your taxes.
Yeah.
This week.
I did mine.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so I hope everyone was able to take a look at it. So these are our financials, our expenditures. Okay, and then we have our cash statement. So here's for May. Hopefully everybody can see that. It's not too small print. Kind is for me. right. And then here's our operations fund, 82. Then, let's see. What is this? The breakout education kit refund.
That's a software program that for children's department, and it's paid for by the Friends of the Library, $169.
Wow.
It comes out of gifts and memorials because the Friends pays for it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so transactions. These are just regular book transactions. Okay. So,
guess I'll make a motion that we pay our bills in the accounts payable of $19,685.99 to payroll, three payroll periods, totaling $58,963.11 for a total disbursement of $78,649.10. It's all the way at the bottom of that document, right? No, the other one with the bills. No, back up.
My bad.
Right here.
Yep.
Scroll at the end,
there,
yeah.
All the way to the bottom.
All the way. There it is.
Yep.
Second.
Okay, roll call?
Yes. Was that a second by Theron?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Walter?
Yes.
Brendich?
Yes, sorry.
Thank you. Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
And Rodriguez?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. So our bills are paid. Pay our bills. Okay. Let's see. So we have the report of the library director.
I'd like to highlight a couple of items out of my monthly report. Curbside service began last Thursday and is off to a good start. I want to thank Cheryl and her staff and the other managers for all chipping in and getting this up and running. The patrons are very, very appreciative. Also, Shelley had, for the board's suggestion, we have a YouTube station, and we posted the curbside pickup, a little blurb there. And there will be a press release in the Kindle Record this week announcing curbside. Sneeze guards were ordered. I had ordered 4 initially, and we needed more. So we have a total of 9. We have 4 in CERC. We have 2 in reference, 2 in youth services, and another one in circulation. We have received the gloves, the masks, and cleaning supplies. Summer reading program started June 1st, and it's going to be virtual. We purchased Wandoo software, and the staff were trained in using that. As I've said before, we've had a number of staff resignations, staff that are relocating outside our area, and a couple that are older and have decided to retire. I have a total of 6 positions that I'll be recruiting for. I spoke with the city to see if they're doing fingerprinting and drug testing, and they're going to get back to me about that. I'm meeting with the managers tomorrow to talk about staffing, and I will be putting an ad in the Kindle Record this next week. I'm working on the Illinois Public Library annual report that's due the end of this month, state requirement. The staff has asked that we postpone the ice cream social from September and I'm thinking possibly of doing it during National Library Week in April. And that's everything that I have.
Okay, great. Okay, do we have anything from City Council Liaison? Dan?
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, standing committees. So we had a policy committee meeting, and we'll go over that with this in new business with the staff health policy. Is that the reactivation one? For staff health policy?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. It's
named it. All right. So we'll hear about that under new business. So then unfinished business. So approve the surge protector part, and let me bring up the information on that. Okay. So
we also have pictures that I sent out.
Yeah, I can include those as well. Let me bring that up. Oh, my dog's. Sure. All right. Okay, so here's a picture of the two surge protection devices. So one has a panel readout that's totally dead. And the other has one of the phases, so it's a three-phase. It's a 208, 120, three-phased. And one of the phases is not being protected at all. So it says to replace it. So at this point, I think we really need to protect the library from any surges. As we saw last year, we had ComEd. We had an issue with a transformer with ComEd. And, you know, lightning strikes and other things that happen. It's a good investment.
I agree.
And it doesn't cost us for labor. It's only for the parts because the city will do the labor.
And that's great.
That's good.
That's great. Electrician would cost a lot. So we're looking at $1,471.68.
For one.
And we need two.
Correct.
So I would like to make a motion that we purchase two of these surge protectors at a cost of $1,471.68 each for a quantity of two of them. So we really need this. This is protection for the library.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes. Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brendich?
Yes.
And Crawford?
Yes. Okay, great. All right, so let me in there. Go back. Okay, so next would be the E-rate update and discussion.
Okay, there should be a couple of documents in the packet. Basically, all it this was acknowledgement that we got the funding for our internet increase that will start July the 1st, and we also got the E-rate funding for the upgrade of the wireless in the network or in the library that we can spend anytime after July the 1st, and the money has to be spent before July 1st of 2021. So we won't do anything until the library's open. As far as working on the wireless, or at least till it's closer to being open, if that's agreeable. Let's see, I don't know. Oh, that's the one. Is there only one?
Was there
only one, or?
I think there was.
It's two.
Oh, wait a minute. There's this as well down here.
So, so the second page two is the Comcast reimbursement that we'll receive because we upped our speed to 500 meg down. When this is set up, the funding will go directly to Comcast, and we'll only see the difference of what we have to pay.
Oh, okay.
Which would be 50% of the $490, something like that. I forget what the exact thing is. And the same with the S&G proposal page one, where we approve the expenditure. E-Rate should pay them directly, and they'll just send us a bill for what we owe. Mm-hmm. And our E-Rate consultant gets a 10% cut out of that. So that's, other than if we pay him $250 a year to fill out all the E-Rate paperwork, which is well worth our time and money. And that covers the what's called Category 1, which is the internet service.
Okay.
So sometime after July, when we get closer to opening, or after we open, then we'll give them a call and schedule something to come in and start working on the network, on the wireless.
And that's the one for increasing the speed, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's 500 down, and what is it up?
500, and I believe it's 35 up.
35 up, okay.
Hey, Russ, do we have to work with Comcast to make sure we're getting that at the modem?
I can do a speed test at the modem once after July 1st when it's supposed to go into effect.
Okay. Do we need to... I would assume with the vendor to do the wireless install, we might want to reach out just to see what their schedule is like.
Yeah.
I don't know how many E-rates they do, but I would say probably sooner than later, we just want to maybe get that on the schedule.
Right. They know that this notice was sent to them as well.
Okay.
So they know the funding is there. I can reach out to them and find out, what they're looking at as far as scheduling goes.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thanks, Russ.
Okay. No problem.
We've been waiting for this one.
Yeah, we have.
Okay. All right. So let's move on to new business. And so we have manager's vacation extension. So let me bring that up. Okay. And this is the YPL vacation policy states that the director and the management team must use their vacation time before their anniversary each year. Due to the pandemic, we were not able to use time as our priority was keeping the library functioning. We are asking the board for a one-time extension to extend our vacation deadline to the end of the calendar year so that the vacation time is not lost. Okay.
I also checked with the city, and they don't have a problem with this.
Okay.
So my question is, if you have to use it by your anniversary, by extending it to the end of the year, does that favor some over others, or should we just extend it a certain number of months over when it would normally be due?
Well, it pertains to 3 out of the 5 managers that would lose. One staff member would lose a week because she couldn't use it in June for 1 week vacation. I have 4 weeks that need to be used by the end of September. And the third person has time as well. So by extending it to the end of the year, we will use up the time. We try not to have everybody be out at the same time.
I'm sure if worst case, we could readjust by the end of the year and extend it further if necessary.
Should we have another surge?
Yep.
We don't.
Instead of extending it, can we just say we'll approve a certain amount to roll over? I'm not sure how that works.
Well, then on the anniversary date, the manager gets another 4 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then we don't want to have something happen if the manager leaves that we have to end up paying out over this, you know, 8 weeks, 7-8 weeks vacation time.
So I'm just wondering why we're arbitrarily extending it to the end of the year as opposed to a certain number of months past the anniversary. So for consistency purposes, if we're saying that, you know, we were closed for 2 to 3 months, I mean, can't we just extend everybody's by 2 to 3 months?
That's what I was going to suggest, too. Just do 3 months extension
for
each of us.
For everyone?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, then. So we're going to... So I'll make a motion that that we extend the... extend the vacation deadline for each person, each manager, and library director by 3 months. That's my motion. Roll call.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brindage?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, great.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Sure. All right, so next would be the staff health policy. So this would be the staff reactivation. This is what we had talked about in the policy meeting the hour prior to the board meeting. So, Julie, do you want to go ahead and start that off?
Sure. I think you skipped one on the agenda. Do you want to go back to nomination of board officers?
No, we did it. We moved that to the last thing under new business when we amended the agenda.
Okay. Okay, no problem. So if we can pull up, are you able to pull up the policy?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So the policy committee just met prior to tonight's board meeting to review what you see in front of you, which is our COVID-19 staff reactivation policy. So the purpose of this is to really outline for library staff what we would kind of expect of them as they start returning back to work now that we're in phase three. So it is broken out with return to work guidelines about, you know, if I'm sick or someone in my household is sick, what I should do regarding that. We also are recommending that part of the policy is doing daily pre-shift health screenings. That's outlined here. I'm going to give you guys all a moment to read through it. And then we've got additional guidelines just on social or safe distancing and hygiene PPE practices. So,
just on the second page.
Yep.
The policy committee is recommending that we adopt this, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, then I'll make a motion that we adopt the staff reactivation policy, the COVID-19 staff reactivation policy.
Second.
All right. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brindage?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. The next would be the plans for reopening.
I talked about this a little bit before in the policy meeting, but this is the draft, our working document draft, and we're in phase three. Phase four would happen, hopefully, by the end of June. I did reach out to the director at Plano and the director at Oswego, and they both said that they're planning on reopening July 6th or 13th, as well as North Aurora and Messenger North Aurora is also looking at July 6th or 13th. Chicago Public Library started back today. We are not ready due to the fact that we're extremely short staffed. And we do not have maintenance workers in place for during the day. They work 5 to 8 a.m. daily. So realistically, if we can move towards July 6th or 13th with possibly limited hours, like maybe 12 to 6, and also in 1 hour shifts where people just come in, get what they need, and leave. That seems to be the trend that's happening. The only library I know that's open is Gail Borden in Elgin, and Naperville is set to open, I think, in the next week or so. But no one is opening up full hours. Everyone's going with a wait and see and trying to work out the bugs as we go along. We're all sharing our responses with each other to try to work out what needs to be done. So this is phase four that's up on the screen now, and that's what we're working towards. We've also got to look at how do you enforce, you know, the 1 hour in the library. Some libraries are just making an announcement. Everyone that's coming in has to leave when the announcement is made, and then there's the disinfecting the counters and the bathrooms and everything. So some of the libraries, when they are having limited access, are not allowing children in. So we're just sort of waiting and seeing what happens with the libraries as they start opening. Our shutting down, we sort of followed what others were doing, and we're right on target with the curbside service. So that's where we are at this point. So wait and see.
Have we had a huge response with the curbside?
Well, I'm going to defer to Cheryl to get her response on what the feedback has been.
Yeah, everybody's been thrilled and saying that it's like Christmas for them. Their families are so happy to see us again. We started with a backlog of 404 holds the first day that we came in. It took us a couple days to catch up with that. We printed another list that was another 100, another list later in the day that was another 88. So people were really getting in there and placing those holds. Today, or Saturday, I think, was the first day we started at the beginning with the pick list that we ran that day, and we were able to process it, go all the way through, make the calls, set up the appointments, do everything, and now we're more on track. I'm not too sure what the numbers were for this morning. I didn't see that, but I know it was 3 or 4 pages, and keeping in mind that that's quite a few because each title is just one tiny little line. But this afternoon's pick list was only 15, so we only had 15 people placing holds then. So I think it's going to go up and down, but staff has done such a great job. Everybody in the building and every single department came together and did what needed to be done. We had 3 different people calling and setting up appointments, and it's just been great. We've worked together really well, and it's very positive, and it's something people are very happy to have.
That's great to hear. Thank you for all you guys' hard work. They're awesome.
From the video posted, it looks very, very organized, very well done.
Yeah, I like the video was great too. Showing this and describing how it works.
Shelly did a great job on that.
I know, I saw her.
So the Rails is not going to start up delivery till the end of June. So that's another factor to consider. They're not starting up till the end of June. But
have we had anybody? I have one more question. Has everyone been okay with the catalog just being what we have here at our library? We haven't had any issues with
Everyone that I've spoken to, they understand the delivery just simply is not running. So it's not, you know, there's nothing that we could do about it. And everybody's learning more how to filter it down to our results. The people that aren't tech savvy and comfortable with that are calling us, and we're providing readers advisory from, you know, the get-go. So we're helping everybody in the different ways that they need help. We're encountering a lot of phone calls with questions. You know, I can't get on my account. I don't know how to filter it. I can't do the ebooks. And we're getting people on the phones who know how to handle all that stuff and just getting it sorted out as it comes in.
So if you have a popular book and so somebody takes that out through curbside, when they bring it back, what is the procedure for getting that back into circulation?
So they would return it in the book drop, where it would be quarantined for 7 days before it would then be checked in and available to the next patron. So unfortunately, if you have a hold on a bestseller, you're going to be waiting for a while.
Does it give them a notification, or do they just have to wait?
I think everybody's pretty aware of that. And being that the delivery is going to be moving again, hopefully towards the end of the month, once they get those 43,000 items back to their home libraries and we can get back into our normal schedule, we'll get back there. But I think right now people understand we have access to what's in the building, and they're more than happy with that after 2.5 months with no books. So
one last question. What do you see being asked for, or what is the current size? Is it more adult books or children?
Or variety of books. Always check out more children's books, obviously, you know, because you read them in 5-10 minutes and then you move on to the next one. So I would say a volume, it would definitely be children's.
Okay, good to know.
We're not limiting how many books someone can take out, although Cheryl did have someone that took out 50 books.
50 books. Oh, wow.
50.
Well, and we're thinking that perhaps they're going to cut down on their trips. So maybe they're taking 50 books out for their 3 kids and they're going to come once every 3 weeks. If somebody starts to abuse that, then we'll have to look at it again.
Okay.
Yeah, but so far, it was just too complicated to say, okay, we're going to limit you to 10 books. Every member of your family is limited to 10 books. But you can have 30 kids' books, but you can have 5 if it's, you know, if so, it's just... This has been working, and these are patrons that typically would check that many out on their own, if not more. So,
works. That's good. Good news.
Yeah. I was going to ask about the quarantine. Is that the standard? Are all libraries doing 7 days?
It was 3 days, and then with the study, it's 7 days now.
It went back, because I thought it had gone lower. Okay, it went back to 7.
Yes.
From ALA, they were doing a study.
And they recommended 7? Because I thought it... I mean, I read one that went down to 1 day. They were like, there's just really no evidence that it's living on plastic that long.
Based on the webinar that I attended for the trustees with the opening, and they were talking, they said 7 days.
Seven. Okay.
I'm just doing all this stuff. A small UV book sanitizer search, and... Yeah, those are $4,000 to do multiple books. To stick them in a, you know, get them sanitized with a UV light. So I don't know that that's in our budget to do anything.
Wow. And that's just one.
That's just one.
Just buy a UV lamp. That's all you have to do.
Yeah? Yeah, just get a tanning bed.
Tanning bed.
So I want to go to the document that we have drafted up. As far as phase 4, are there any benchmarks that we're looking to cross before we hit that? Is there anything we need to order or we need to get in place that we currently don't have for that?
We have everything. We're just waiting for the governor to lift to move us into phase 4, which is estimated the end of June.
So what do you think super date for us? I know that we need to hire more people because we don't even have enough staff to man it being open. But I had two things. One, do we want to at least try and set a date so that could be a, you know, so we work backwards from that date. Like, so the Monday after the 4th of July weekend, say, you know, to give that week as well.
It's going to depend with the libraries, either July 6th or the 13th is targeted dates.
Okay. And my other question was, I know in other places that sometimes some of the people, I mean, and it could be the way you describe the position, but instead of assuming that we need the cleaning staff, that was one of the reasons they had limited hours, because the cleaning staff comes in the morning, 5 to 8, that you had just like floaters, the people who greet, they also are, could be people who wipe down. They're not necessarily cleaning the toilet bowls, but they're wiping down hand, you know what I mean? Like, that could be part of duties of somebody we might hire, not somebody who's already hired, but somebody who could be hired between now and when we open to help with the throughout the opening cleaning, do you know what I mean?
What's the staff can do the cleaning the counters in their area. I'm talking about who's going to be doing the toilets, you know.
Well, some that's what I'm saying. You don't need to clean the toilets. You need to clean handles, door handles. You don't need a licensed cleaning staff. Like at other places, they make the regular cashiers clean the counters, the cards. So I'm saying that's the surfaces I was thinking need to be cleaned during, like, the copier. You know what I mean? They wipe down the copier in between people's use.
Well, right now we're having the staff, as they, it's before they leave their shift, that they wipe down their counters and their area before they leave for the day. That's what we're initiating as policy now. But I am going to look at seasonal workers, maybe high school, college students to help out, you know, over the summer, seasonal workers. But we really need to, you know, once someone is hot, we have to go through the posting, interviewing, and then just the fingerprinting and drug testing can take a month in normal circumstances. So that's one of the reasons. I mean, I want to move forward and look at a July 6th or 13th date, but we've got to get some people. We've got to get staff in. The other thing is I've asked the managers to look at staff members that used to work for us that maybe we can ask to come back and help them. But we're down six people, and we're going to lose another one that's going to college, so that's going to be 7 by the end of June.
Are we looking for all 6, or are we looking to fill, like...
I'm looking at possibly... I'm just going to post and see what we get, and then...
And there's the all part-time. Part-time, all part-time.
Part-time up to 19 hours. We can't go over 19.
So what type of positions are you filling? Is it a variety of them, or are you creating...
The only jobs we have besides managers are all library clerks.
Right, but which department's the most that we're missing, or...
CERC and youth services and and adult, all 3 departments.
Wow.
But
what we've been doing is bringing people in and cross training them between departments. So we have some of the newer people work CERC, they work reference, wherever it's split, so that we have people that are cross trained. So that's the number one priority, is to try to get people in so that we can open.
I know
Kathy Greslick, which was, you know, a key staff member. With, you know, she worked 20 hours a week, and she was, you know, between Kathy Greslick and Peggy Wilkinson, those were 2 strong staff members that had worked in CERC for many, many years.
Yeah.
Were we still working on that? Remember we were looking at staffing? And seeing how we can make it better. Did we ever complete that task?
No, I've got that out to the directors. I've got some of it came in, still working on that. But, you know, with what's going to happen in the next year, with property taxes not necessarily coming in, I think it's going to be really, I think we've just got to keep on. I can't see adding any type of full-time position.
Okay. My question is, if you have someone who's greeting at the door, providing you your mask, wiping down services that patrons are using as they come in and out throughout the day, I'm not talking about staff workstations. I'm talking when we open to patrons and they're touching the doorknobs and the copier, leaning on the desk as they talk to the, you know, reference person, and you want somebody just going through. Does that need to be written up as a whole new position? Does personnel need to like create a floater or a library,
Reader?
You know, assistant position. I don't know what you would call them, but somebody who basically does whatever it is you ask them to do, you know, for minimum wage. They're just, you know, seasonal library. Does that need to be created? Because that's not one of the...
I don't think so. I think it just still falls under the category of library clerk.
Okay.
Duties as assigned.
Duties as assigned. Okay.
Now, we may consider using the friends as readers. They, in their meeting today, said that they're able to help us any way we can. I mean, that's an option, too, to have a friend be a reader.
I wanted to mention, just because I'm, you know, in the school district, that there's a lot of students who need interaction. They need something to, because they've been home for so long without any, that if, I mean, I don't know if that's something that could be a, and there's a lot of students from different organizations that needed volunteer hours that didn't get to get them because of the different, you know, because of the pandemic, that there's a, I think that there's probably a way that we could use our community. There are people who want to help that would glad, there's a 17-year-old, I mean, the tags, there's probably some of them would who would love to come in and clerk for, you know, a few hours a week, just as options so that we could be more ready for July opening. Because like you said, waiting for fingerprinting and everything, then we'd be looking at the end of July.
So you're talking like NHS where they need to have service hours?
Yeah, and we also had a great tag, like people who know and love our library, you know what I mean? I wonder if some of them...
One of the tag people has applied for a position, too, so it's certainly an option.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we can... A first step is to discuss this with the managers and post it in the Kindle record, and then start screening out and moving forward.
Because volunteers don't need to have their backgrounds checked and all of those other steps is all I'm thinking.
What was that, Wemeka? Say
well,
it again.
To officially hire someone, we have to wait for their fingerprints to be run, for their backgrounds to be checked, and like Elise said, it's going to take a while. First, we got to post it, then they've got to apply, interview, hire, have them do that. So, I mean, we're looking at the end of July.
We need the friends for greeters because they're more mature. There's a situation, more of a welcome, you know, welcome the person back, welcome the patron back, and then I'll have some, you know, freebies like a tote bag or something. To welcome them back, but it's also checking to make sure they've got a mask on. If they don't have it, then we give them one.
Right. So you're saying that because they're mature, that they're not mature enough, they can't be greeters? I don't understand.
They can. I'm not sure they've got the maturity if there's a situation where somebody comes in without a mask and says, I'm not going to put it on.
Okay. In that situation.
I mean, I think in the beginning, what I'd like to do is have myself and the managers for at least the first couple of days get a feel
for
what.
That's a good idea.
But I think we won't even be able to ask the friends to fill in shifts unless we set a date and then create shifts. You see what I'm saying? Like, we have to set a goal because if we say, you know, we won't know how many friends we need, we won't know what shifts we need them.
That's what I'm looking at realistically, probably the July 6th or the 13th.
What agrees?
Probably the 13th because, you know, coming back on the 6th is right after a holiday.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
Yeah. And we have a board meeting the 13th, so, I mean, that might be a good way of coming back for our board meeting in person, too.
So you target it for July 13th. That seems more realistic then.
And then people would know. I mean, we could say we're opening July 13th with limited hours and restrictions. So people know it's not, you know, full service. And
right.
Then that'll give us the time to outline what we're going to provide.
Yeah.
And I believe for those materials to actually get to us from Rails.
And we need to have signage up as well on the windows before people walk in. We need to have, yeah.
Well, Theron sent some good posters that we'll print out.
Yes.
I think I have one more to send for you about social distancing. It's just some diagrams on
Well, that's the question about social distancing. I don't think that's our goal to enforce that. I think people, I know that in grocery stores, people, you know, have told me to back up even when I was 6 feet away.
Right. I would say throughout the library, if they're going to be pulling books, yes, but at the circulation desk, there needs to be social distancing.
Oh, we'll have the tape. We'll have tape on the floor.
Right. As well as if they're going to be, are we using computers? Are we going to be allowing the use of computers?
We're going to probably use computer, but 1 hour.
Every other. And then I will put
every other computer will be set.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we'll use the Clorox spray and the wipes to wipe them off. So that'll give us time. We'll do an hour in everyone in, and then we clean up, and then the next group comes up.
I think this gives us a month to prepare exactly for how it's going to take place. I think July 13th is a great target date to start for the actual opening.
I guess the only thing for me is, sorry, Theron, only because I saw a lady post, and she asked when we were opening, and I was like, oh, you can do all this stuff online. And she's like, I need to print. And then I remember taxes are due July 15th. And so it makes me a little concerned for our community members who don't have access to printers, who come to the library. I don't know how big our printing service is, how many people use our library to print. But that's
what we have to do
before taxes are due. Right. So I was like, if we could give them a little more time, if people are waiting till printing services are available in public places like the library, so they could come. Because I just did my daughter's taxes with her today, and she had to print it out because she's never filed before.
And then we don't want everybody coming to the library to print.
No, I'm not saying advertise, but that may be how some people use the library to print documents.
Okay. So then maybe that's something that you and the managers, Ms. Lisa, would you have to discuss about how we can.
Well, and also, this would only be Monday through Friday. The hours would be only Monday through Friday, like 12 to 6.
Yes, but given maybe by appointment. Maybe they have to make an appointment.
We'll do it in shifts, like, you know, 12 to 1, then we'll clean up, and then the next group, 1:30 to the 2:30. We'll have to work this all out.
Right. Or by appointment, whatever works. I think that's a discussion between you and the managers on how to best serve the patrons when it comes to printing.
There are a few libraries that have already opened that are posting, you know, the problems that they've had.
And then are the pickup windows going to coincide with when you're open, or are you going to try and stagger your pickup windows with the actual physical open windows?
Right now it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, 10 to 12, and then Tuesday and Thursday, 4 to 6.
Are you going to continue the curbside delivery after we open?
I think so, because we won't open 12, so and I think realistically probably we may, depending on staffing, continue with that, you know, later for anyone that's physically not able to, and young mothers, but we'll have to see if we can do that.
I think that's a good idea. I think this pandemic is going to have libraries look at how we do our services.
I was going to say, I would assume that you would provide that the entire time you were open if I was a patron. You're open from 12 to 6. I would expect that I could drive up and call the number and somebody could bring me out my books.
You have to remember, staffing goes into place as well.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm on the library board. I'm a patron in the community. I don't understand if you're open and there are people in there, how come somebody can't bring my book out to my car? That's what I'm saying will be assumed. I'm playing as a patron. If I drive up and you're open, how come I can't call the number on the sign and somebody bring me my book so I don't have to get out with my baby or my immunocompromised mother or whatever the case may be? You're open from 12 to 6. So that's what I'm saying. More of these like library duties as a sign, because you might be wiping things. You might be taking something out to the car. You might be greeting. Like, they need to be very flexible. These people that we hire need to understand, like, the library is changing, and we need to be flexible. They may not be standing behind the desk. They may be doing any number of things. They may be wiping down computer stations, you know what I mean? In order for us to provide this hybrid of services under these new conditions.
Cheryl, did you
Well, I was just going to say, Dixie and I have kind of had the same discussion about people expecting to be able to pull up and call. And what we would need to do would be to modify the kind of delivery that we have right now, because right now we're away from the library. You know, we're in the meeting room to prevent people from coming into the actual library. So we would need somebody to that was available staff-wise to run those out. We just have to modify it. But, yeah, we anticipate that that will be what they'll be thinking as well.
So does the July 13th date work for that gives people still 3 days to do their to print?
I think so. I think it gives us the time, and as well as you and the managers, to work out.
If we advertise it, people will just know. I got to be in that library on Monday as the 13th to get my taxes printed. I mean,
so we're looking at probably 12 to 6 limited hours with restrictions.
Sounds good.
What are people working? That's when we're open. What are the staff working?
Staff is working shifts. Well, the managers are there from 9 to 5 or 10 to 6 every day.
Okay.
Staff's working 10 to 2 or 2 to 6.
Okay. I was going to say because you need people there ahead to do the picking and stuff like that. Okay.
I say July 13th would be a good targeting date.
Yeah. Everybody maybe we could have some of these employees by then. Yeah, that would be good.
And to start working on seeing how we can fill in those.
If not, then we'll ask. The friends have already volunteered today to help at their meeting to help us in the way they can.
And then, like you said, Elisa, that you and the managers in the beginning would be the ones to pace, welcoming in the beginning to see how.
Yes, I will be out there. I will be doing giveaways, welcoming people back.
Okay.
I don't want to, I really don't want to say it, but do we want to have one more meeting before July to have a go? No, go. I know I said it last time, but I think that helped us nail out the final details for the curbside, just to have one more meeting to talk over the opening and just to make sure everybody's comfortable with it prior to the start date.
Yes, definitely.
You want to do it July 6th?
I don't, but I think we should.
July 6th is...
I can't make July 6th. I'm going to be in California.
Oh, take me with you, but not, because I'm not getting on a plane that long.
Are you driving?
No, I am flying.
Your daughter?
Yes.
Yeah, July 6th is that Monday before the 13th. So...
If it was that Wednesday, that would, you know, if we could meet on a Wednesday or even a Tuesday. Wednesday.
July 8th?
Yes.
July 8th?
I can do the 8th.
I can do the 8th on my calendar.
Okay.
A special board meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, just to nail anything before we open the show.
And that makes sense to do.
7 p.m., correct? Or 6?
Can we do...
Is Marlo's good for the 8th?
Let me check my calendar real quick.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Let me check my calendar.
Check your calendar first.
We can't work without you.
Is this a virtual meeting? Or
she just went to get another glass of wine.
So at that point, we will be allowed to meet in person, right? Spread out, maybe.
Yeah. I'm thinking the July 13th meeting will be in person.
Yeah.
The 8th on virtual.
But do you want to do it at 6 or 7?
Yeah. I'm about
to wait for Marlis to check her schedule.
The July 8th is a Wednesday, and usually I have planning and zoning meetings on that night. However, they've not been meeting the last couple of months. I could do that Thursday the 9th, if that would work, or...
And Tuesday you have the Yorkville?
Tuesday the 7th.
No, not the 7th.
The 11th?
The 9th? What do we
the
say?
7th?
I think it'd be better to do Tuesday or Wednesday just to give us a few days.
Yeah,
yes.
I have a meeting on the 7th, Economic Development.
Okay.
the 9th Thursday, I have that free.
Thursday the 9th?
Yes.
I'm good for that.
Okay.
I'm not, but that's okay.
I'm good. I'm just wondering about only giving the library one day.
But what can we do?
Friday. But
we have to have Marlis.
How about the 29th of June? Go back a week before.
Yes. I think we want to wait till whatever comes out at the end. I mean, is he coming out with any new things on the 29th or the 30th?
The end of the month.
So it's probably going to be that Monday, right?
Yeah.
What about the 2nd?
July 2nd, that Thursday.
The Thursday before the holiday weekend.
That's the day I fly out.
What about the 1st?
The 1st of July.
The 1st of July.
The 1st works for me.
Marlis?
Yes, July 1st works for me.
Are we doing 6 or 7?
7.
Yeah, because I feel pushed for 6.
What day of the week is the 1st?
Wednesday.
7 o'clock, July 1st, special board meeting.
Yep.
Yes.
And what is the agenda? Reopening plans?
Phase 3 reopening.
Phase 4. And is this going to be in person or Zoom?
This one's virtual.
This one's going to be Zoom.
Let's shoot for in person on the 13th if we can.
Yes.
This is good because we'll have a couple days to hear the breakdown of whatever the new recommendations are.
Right. Correct.
And maybe there'll even be some updates on how many days we have to quarantine books, who knows?
Right.
That's true. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so then we'll have our special board meeting on Wednesday, July 1st at 7 p.m. Okay. So next, I guess the last thing on our agenda then, if there's no other questions on this for reopening, then is nomination of board officers. So if the board wants, I'm willing to continue as president. Theron, I don't know what your thoughts are. Or
if the board wants and then it comes to a consensus, I'm willing to continue with my expertise and be the vice president.
So if anybody else wants to be on the board, be on the an officer, or be president or vice president.
We don't have Chacon here.
I know.
I was going to say, I'm secretary, and I'm fine with staying secretary unless someone else would like to take that position.
And then is Susan nominated for treasurer?
I'll nominate her for treasurer. Is there anybody else who wants to run?
I thought about running again for the president, but and I could throw my hat in, or maybe just, you know, whatever.
Is that a yes or no?
What does that mean, Russ?
What?
I would
like to stay president. So,
well, Darren wants.
Russ, do you want to be on the board? I'll step down, Russ. You can be.
You don't have to step down because you can stay on the board.
You could be an official check signer, Russ.
It'll give me more reasons to work with my right hand to make my signature better.
Yeah, mine's hard to read.
Mine's impossible to read anymore.
All right, so I'll run for president. Russ, if you want to run for president, you can too.
Okay.
And then we'll vote on it next month.
Yep.
Okay.
And if any, yeah, we can. there'll be an opportunity next month for more nominations or things like that if Susan doesn't want to be treasurer, things like that.
Okay.
So do I have approval to start promoting the opening as July 13th?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, don't we have to wait, though, until the state officially moves?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we could say, we could say pending.
Tentative, yeah.
Pending anticipating. State approval, yeah. Anticipating state approval.
I think that's how I would word it. Uh-huh. I would word it with regards to that, just in case. You know, you never know with all the protesting if the cases surge again, if that pauses them moving forward through the phases or whatnot.
Yeah,
so I would just play.
Right.
Yeah.
So governor's approval?
Yeah. Pending, you know, Illinois moving our zone through to phase four, we're tentatively targeting.
Okay. I think the patrons would be happy to see that.
Mm-hmm. That way we're providing an update, but also not making it frustrating if we can't hit that deadline. So.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. All the hard work. You and the staff members.
Yep. Very much appreciated.
Wonderful group, but wonderful staff members.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yep.
Okay.
It's been an interesting few months.
Very.
Yes.
Well, Russ, you promised me a challenging job, but I had no idea.
Yes, I did. I did. I did promise you that, didn't I?
Well, I think that after this pandemic, libraries will totally look different in how the services that you provide and what you do.
Yep, they will.
Okay, well, if there's no one else who wants, other than those already listed that for nominations of board officers, then there's no reason to go into executive session, so we are adjourned.
See you on July 1st.
Yep.
See you on July 4th, 1st.